God bless you, dear friend. It gives me great honor and great privilege to give you the word of the Lord. While I was in my time of prayer, my time of laboring before the Lord, as I do every morning, 4 a.m., as I'm laboring and I'm interceding and I'm praying for the saints, your name rested upon my heart and my lips, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. This is one of my greatest desires, to declare the word of the Lord. I want you to begin to know that the Lord says that he has equipped thee. For he has called you to be his humanitarian. He has called you to be his giver of his word. He has called you to be one that shall bring people up. He has called you to be one that you must begin to learn to begin to release and let go. You'll let go of situations, you'll let go of things, and you won't be overly sensitive. And there will be no nervous tension deep down in thy inner being. For the Lord says unto thee, that I will raise thee up, and I will stir up the prophetic anointing that I, the Lord, has placed deep down inside of thee. And God says, I will make you my ambassador, and I will use thee to touch my people. And you will see that you will rise to the top. For I've called thee to be one that is honest, one that is pure, one that is true, one that doesn't like a whole lot of quarrels, one that is called upon when needed the most. And I will make a prophetic deliverer out of thee, and you will touch my people in a brand new way. For the Lord says, you are my peacemaker. For the Lord says, I've called you to be one that is full of compassion, and I will raise thee up. And I, your God, will stir up the gift that I have placed inside of thee. And you will see that you will learn to begin to release and let go of the things of the past. For nothing shall hinder thee, nothing shall stand in the way, because you will know that I am the Lord, and I give you great inner strength, and you will rise to the top. For you shall be one that shall let go of the things of the past, and nothing shall hinder thee, for my gift shall move in thy life, and I will do a new thing in your life, saith the Spirit of the Lord, and I will bless the works of your hands, saith the Lord. For this is my doing, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord will say unto thee, that you're going to find that the lecturer, the speaker in you, shall also begin to come forth. Oh, the Lord says, prepare thyself, because you're going to begin to see a new move in the Spirit. Be not quick-tempered, but know that all things are in my hands. For I will fill thee with my word. I will cause my inspiration and my revelation to come unto thee. For the Lord will say unto thee, do not overextend yourself. Do not overexert yourself, because this can only cause exhaustion. For the Spirit says that there are new possibilities opening up for thee. For the Lord says, you shall not lose, but you shall surely win. For the Lord says, no accidents, no accidents, no rashness, no carelessness shall have its place in thee. For the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this hour. Prepare for the moving of the Spirit. As I go deeper, I heard God says he's doing some awesome things for you and through thee. And you're going to know that it is the Lord that has done this thing. For he will do great things out of thee. For even as he called light out of darkness, he'll cause you to see his glory. He'll cause you to see his purpose. He'll cause you to see the blessings in your times of struggle, in your times of darkness. For as God saw the light, he called it good. And God says, everything that you've gone through, he says he'll reward you. He'll cause you to come into a season of a double blessing. Oh, you will taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, you will, and you will walk into a season of wholeness. For my Spirit shall descend upon thee, and I shall breathe into your lungs, and I, your God, will bless the very works of thine hands. For I will touch your head in a brand new way. So the Lord says, rest in me, and know that I am the Lord thy God, and I healeth thee. So now, God says, writing shall be thy portion, for I cause you to be a writer. For you shall also be a designer. I see a designer, which means that you will design the lives of other people. So the Lord says, prepare yourself, because you're going to detach from some things. You're going to detach from people, and you're going to move into my glory. Now the Lord says, also cover thy teeth and thy bones. Protect thy teeth and thy bones, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says, I have gifted thee with diplomacy and discretion, and you make a good mediator. For the Lord says, you're stepping into a cycle of hidden progress. There have been setbacks. God said, I'm advancing you to higher levels. For in this season, you must learn patience, and it shall reward thee. And you will find
that you'll be able to control your path and all that I have set before thee. For out of this, your secret mission is in healing. You are a healer, and I will raise thee up to bring healing unto my people. Oh, prepare thyself, saith the Lord of hosts, for you're stepping into a brand new season. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister to you. My deepest longing, my deepest desire, my deepest inspiration is to prophesy, is to pray, is to heal, it is to lift up the people of God. I'm getting ready to step into a major revival. I need your support more than ever. I want you within the next 24 hours, or the next 48 hours, or sooner, to get your seed in the ground of $41 to help the ministry, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Help me spread the gospel. Help me pray and intercede. In times like this, we need God more than we've ever needed him before. But prayer is going to be the key as we get into his presence. I want to continue to intercede for you, your family, and your loved ones, but also your career, ministry, and success in life. I want you to know that Father is still in control. And you're going to step into a season where there shall be a glory that shall rest upon thee. It's going to be a year of change. It's going to be a year of the gathering. A time of vision, a time of an open heaven, a time of a powerful anointing that shall rest upon thee. I love the people of God. I love ministering to the people that God has assigned me to. Get your seed in the ground by simply clicking on the link in this email. Help me spread the gospel of good news, the gospel of change, the gospel of blessings. I look forward to hearing back from you because I have so much more that I want to talk to you about. Your year of breakthrough, your year of restoration, your year of recovery, your year of restitution, your year of greater depths and deeper heights in him. God bless you.
Different. I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.